Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Valerie Broussard's in studio, Mark and Shane also accompanying her today. She's going to perform the single first called A Little Wicked. We'll come back and talk more with Valerie, but whenever you're ready, take it away live on KX93.5.
A little wicked, that's what he calls me, 'cause that's what I am, that's what I am. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. But we're the patient woman, 'cause this much I know. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. One of these days are coming, I'm gonna take that boy's crown. There's a serpent in these still waters, lying deep down. To that king I will bow, at least for now. One of these days are coming, I'm gonna take that boy's crown. 'Cause I am a little wicked. I am, yes I am. Ooh, hands red, just like he said. I am a little wicked. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. I'll be high up in that tower, he'll be down there getting stoned. Beware the patient woman, 'cause this much I know. No one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne. 'Cause I am a little.
That's Valerie Broussard in studio now on KX93.5. You can breathe. You can take a breath.
Yes, I can breathe.
You good?
Is the microphone close enough to my face?
Yeah. You look great. Wow, that was unbelievable. It's 9:30 in the morning, by the way.
It is 9:30
in the
morning.
Unbelievable.
Bless Melissa, my amazing friend and photographer who's here. She drove me down this morning, and the whole way down in the car, I was like...
You got to get that thing ready, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you. That really was great.
The song
was called A Little Wicked. It's from Valerie Broussard. And it's gaining some steam very recently.
That tune.
Just was released, what, last week?
Yeah, last Tuesday.
Cool.
Yeah.
So talk about how it's been received so far.
Well, it's been amazing. We just released it to SoundCloud first, and we had some really great blogs that covered it and really, really nice words from some people who I really admire their taste. So I was really pleased. And when it dropped on Spotify and iTunes, we ended up on Spotify's New Music Friday playlist. And so far, we're somewhere around, I think my mom called me yesterday to tell me it's like 92,000 plays. And I don't know who all these people are out there listening to it, but thank you. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. It feels incredibly special that people like the song.
Your mom's probably just at home, like, clicking play over and over just to
ramp it up. Yeah, it's my mom. All 92,000. Yeah, it's definitely my mom.
No, that is amazing. I mean, you never know, right? You put music out there. You don't know who's going to pick it up. If it's good, that you hope they will. And
exactly.
Who knows? You're right. Who knows where they came from?
Yeah.
But the song is also recently featured on a TV show, so that could have something to do with it.
Yeah, Lucifer. We were on Monday night's episode. It's a really fun show, and it's the perfect thing for my artist project. We kind of have a bit of a dark theme, just a little wicked. and Lucifer is a show about the devil living in Los Angeles. So
perfect.
It's perfect.
Checks
us
out.
Yeah.
So what does a little wicked mean to you? What is the song's story or meaning?
Well, I could come up with I could give you the prepared, you know, nice story, or
okay.
I could give you the actual story.
Let's have the actual.
The actual story starts in August at jury duty. So I was at jury duty, and I didn't want to be there, but let the record reflect that I went to jury duty.
You don't have to use court terms when talking about the jury duty, by the way.
Just in case anybody's listening, I did my civic duty. But I was there, and I was grumpy, and there was a slightly slimy gentleman who kept referring to me as honey over and over again. And I just thought, usually that sort of thing doesn't bug me, but I was just in a bad mood, and I thought, you know, you wouldn't call me honey if you perceived me as powerful, right? If you perceived me, even as a man, but if you perceived me as a powerful woman, you wouldn't call me that. And for some reason, the words, "no one calls you honey when you're sitting on a throne," came to me, and I wrote it down in a little notebook on a hot August day at the county courthouse in Media, Pennsylvania. And I ended up coming to LA and saying those words to my amazing producer, and she was like, "Oh, that's the song." And then that's where it came from.
Yeah. Awesome. I guess you never know where inspiration strikes you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I'm actually really glad now that I went to jury duty. So
You didn't get called? You weren't a juror?
No, thank God, because there were all these murder trials that day.
Oh, that would have been so fun.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't
know.
Man,
I really want to be a juror.
Really?
I've been watching too much Making a Murderer and the O.J. Simpson, the new O.J. Simpson show.
Yeah.
I'd be stoked.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to be responsible, especially when you're watching something like Making a Murderer. You think to yourself, what if I was responsible for putting away an innocent
That's
man?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I just feel like I would have known. Like, I would have known.
You would just know.
I would have got Stephen Avery out for sure.
If only you had been there. No.
Well, like I said, I love the song, and congratulations on the success of it. You're actually in Los Angeles working on more music for the upcoming album.
Yes.
And I think the journey of you kind of starting as a songwriter and writing music for a lot of people and now making it your own is inspirational for others as well. You're kind of taking a front seat now. So how does that feel?
It's interesting. It's definitely different. But I've been on stage my whole life. I did a lot of opera before I was in the pop world. So I'm getting used to that. But I think the thing that's the weirdest about it is all of the social media stuff, because I'm horrible at that.
Yeah.
But I'm getting better. I'm getting better. And thank you to everybody out there who's been, you know, sending tweets and liking photos on Instagram and stuff. I'm trying to be responsive and be involved, and it's always a joy every time there's like a notification and someone says, "Oh, I was listening to this song." So I'm like, "Oh, thanks, you guys, thank you."
You're still at the stage where you're replying to like every single person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's definitely me. But why not? Because these people have taken the time to enjoy something that basically is just my diary. So it's nice.
Cool. So the new album, do you have any idea when it's going to come out, or?
No, not yet. I mean, we're hoping for towards the end of this year. That's what we're hoping for once we get everything done.
You feel like you're going to kind of follow this dark thematic tone?
Definitely. The new song that we wrote this week is called Trouble.
Okay.
So Yeah, it continues in that dark vein.
All right, cool. Well, we are going to hear another song from you. Again, Valerie Brassard in studio now out of Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, originally. Yeah, yeah, Pennsylvania by way of London, by way of New York.
Oh, that's okay.
It's complex.
Yeah, you went to school in the UK, right?
Yes, I did. I did.
Did you study music over there?
I didn't. I did philosophy undergrad, and then in graduate school, I studied cultural and creative industries.
You've been to a lot of school for somebody who's now a musician.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I'm a glutton for punishment. What can I say? I loved being a part of academia. Yeah. And a lot of philosophy is great for music. It's great for music. You can mine the intelligent words of others for your lyrics, which is nice.
Love it. Well, we will keep an eye on when that album comes out, and hopefully you get a lot done while you're over here recording and writing.
Thank you.
Let's hear another song from you. What are you going to play for us now?
This is a song called Holy. This was the first thing that I really released to SoundCloud, and it's special to my heart. It's the first song that my now producer and I ended up doing together. So
cool. Valerie Brassard in studio live on KX93.5.
Confessional, I'd sooner say your deadliest sin. You've been hiding in that church for years and years, but there's guilt in those tears. There's guilt in those tears. Saw you by the river trying not to drown the blue. All of your life spent burying the sins of your youth. If this is what it means to be washed clean, I don't want to be holy. No.
Thank God for those vocal warm-ups this morning, Valerie. I mean,
right? Knocking
it out of the park.
Thank you.
Valerie Brassard, that was Holy. She played A Little Wicked, the new single for us as well, which you can find on Spotify. And then we'll keep an eye out for the new record from her, hopefully in the next several months or whatever.
Yeah.
And then let us know when you're back around here again. We love supporting artists that are like just now getting to the forefront of things and just now making it big. And we hope we're one of the first to have discovered that. So thank you for
taking time for us.
Yeah.
I loved being here. We had a great time.
And Mark and Shane, well done over there, guitar and cajon, respectively.
Yeah, they're the best.
They are the best.
Nice. Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Thanks.